Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. This is Velvet reporting live from planet Earth here at Rocks and Things. And we are going to have a hootenanny get down Freaky Friday because Mr. Terry Cito, lapdog of Kuan Yin, is here. So I wrote what I was going to talk about, but you know, when Terry shows up, we will go wherever the goddess wants us to go.
Or Pan,
because he is also, Pan is here.
In the flesh.
Well, which brings to my mind this story that I'm writing, right? And it's one of the things that I get about about men, okay, is when they're in their heart.
They're not idiots?
Not that they're idiots when they're not in their heart, but anyway, that's a whole other story. But when they're in their hearts and they speak, it feels to me like the words of the Great Mother move under their words. Does that make sense?
I would hope so. One can only pray in an out-of-balance male-dominated society that men are learning how to speak in balance from their hearts. I do believe that would require some form of connection to their whole self, feminine and masculine. Like I said, one can only hope in this day and age, because that is what we need more of. The strict my way or the highway male paradigm, just, it's got us where we're at, and look at that, you know. It's like, oh boy, we got to start doing something better here.
So, Terry, what are you noticing out in the world? What is your observations of what's up on planet Earth?
Well, what's up on planet Earth is a whole cornucopia, mixed bag, plethora of just about anything. And that's where you have to be really careful, because wherever you focus your attention, I can focus it out there and see that it's really hard and the economy sucks and getting a job and bills and blah, blah, blah. Or I could look out there and say, wow, this is perfect. And then it really is just what I see out there is a reflection of what's going on in me. And so it becomes a moment-by-moment conscious choice. What do I see in me? Oh, wait a minute. Then I look out there, and it's confirmed. That joy, that beauty is confirmed out there. If I happen to be in the raggy end of things, and that's what I'm looking at inside, I look out there, and oh, hopefully something will come along, a little joy bubble out of nowhere to break me out of it. And then I go, oh, what was I thinking?
And so what are you seeing out there? What are you reflecting? What is the world reflecting to you right now?
Right now I am in ultimate manifestation mode, endless possibility. It's all good. I've tried to live in that space for decades now through the discipline of catching your thoughts. And here's an interesting thing about thoughts. Half the crap whizzing through your mind isn't even yours. There are entities swirling out there, and they're thought forms. And they come along, and if you're just kind of numbed out drinking your Budweiser, watching Duck Dynasty, which there's nothing wrong with it, you're in a susceptible spot to pick up on these thought forms and think that they are yours and run with them. And, ooh, this is cool, ain't I macho, and stuff like that. Or, oh, I need to get this sort of lip gloss because I saw it on TV. So these things out there floating around, they're not yours. You're just locking onto them, or they are locking onto you, depending on how susceptible you are. And what was the question?
What are you noticing out there? What's the universe reflecting to you?
Oh, man.
Magic, by the sounds of it.
Magic and beauty and challenges. There are some challenges. I see a lot of the old stories popping up for people around me. And as metaphysicians, we work on these things, and then all of a sudden we're surprised, and you go, really? That again? That same story? Okay, let's look at this one more time. So I think that the energies out there are pressing on us to get our old stories rectified, brought into harmony, into balance, so that we can now be free of these old limiting beliefs, thought forms, whatever, and co-create with the universal energy of infinity on whatever level we're ready to do. I do believe we are at the verge of a gigantic shift that has been going for several decades now. And, you know, everybody thought 2012 would be the big one and we'd magically ascend or do something groovy. But I think these energies are subtly unwinding in us and overflowing. So if you are of the nature to listen to this show, you're probably working on yourself to bring more harmony and balance to your world. And, you know, you just got to be ever vigilant, catch yourself at every thought, every second of the day. It's a choice. Can I do something completely new? Can I push the limits of my box? Or am I going to live in the same old, same old? Am I going to repeat the same old stories that define me over and over and over again?
Yeah, I think that's so true, and I'm kind of with Terry on this. Watching all of my, actually, it's almost instant manifestation. It's instant karma, and so I had an incident last night where something triggered anger in me, and I haven't been angry in a long time. And what I realized is I thought I needed to protect my husband from something, from someone.
Mama bear.
Yeah, and what I realized that even that thinking that I had to protect him, he's a grown-up man, he can protect himself. However, it was based on an old story. It had nothing, first of all, it was none of my business. And second of all, it was based on an old story. And I was able to shift it, apologize to him, because it's almost like I got angry about something and I inflicted it upon him. But I was able to own it and shift it and clear it and take and make amends like that, which is really huge, because I would usually stew on it and not shift. And then I think because I owned it and took responsibility, I feel like I cleared something really big for myself. And again, I'm just seeing magic. And so back to this whole thing about that Terry said about all these thoughts that come through our heads, you know, and not even ours. I was working on a woman this morning, and she was having some stuff going on, and we kind of traced it back to two emotions. One was hers, she was able to identify, and the other, when she was in the record, she said, I asked where it came from, and she said, Frank. And I said, who's Frank? And all of a sudden she saw the picture of a TV screen, you know, like when we were kids, after the show would go off the air. And she said, it was programming. Frank must have been the dude who wrote the program. And she said,
Holy Matrix.
Holy Matrix, Batman. And she was able to clear it and, you know, let go of the programming that Frank had written for that white noise. I know, it was really trippy, and you kind of brought that up. And I think that's the beauty of right now, is just because it's in our head doesn't mean it's ours. And just because it's in our head doesn't mean we have to identify it or identify with it or attach to it. You know, and that's kind of the practice of Kundalini Yoga with mantra, is that we just watch the flow of thoughts that come through. And we don't attach to any of them. We just go with a child's amazement. Well, isn't that curious? You know, and there's times, I think, when our mind is clear and focused, and the only thing that's coming through is the voice of our higher self and the voice of whatever your creation story is about.
Yes, and you do need to be careful. Always go to the higher self. There are lots of ingenious and interesting, helpful and friendly little entities out there that want to come and play with you. There's also some mischief makers and some hitchhikers and some nefarious characters. So as you open up to your higher self first, you are linking with your highest conduit to the Akashic Records to bring through any information you want and to deal with any situation you're in. Okay, you can go to outside entities and say, would you come talk with me? You need to be very careful there.
I'm totally in agreement with Terry on that, because I think – personally, that it's not that we can't get help. However, it's like go to the source.
Yeah, and then set the stage. Okay, I will allow my guardian angel to come and help conspire.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of young people out there looking for some sort of identity, and ooh, this is cool, you know. And if I play with this, I'll have power, and it becomes this thing like. you know, Yoda talking about the dangers of the dark side. They are there. They are there. Going back to our belief structures here, the 22nd major arcana of the Tarot is the world, 21st or 22nd, depending on how you read. And that is the world. And I always say what the world, the catch line for the world is, it is what you think it is. And right now these energies are ramping up. And so I am seeing this all the time. It is what I think it is. If I think it's rough out there, the universe gives me these little challenges, these little rough patches. If I think I am the most blessed, lucky, wonderful individual and life is good and all that, you know, it just, it shows up all the time, you know. I walk into velvets, magic happens. It is what you think it is.
Well, and I think as you're talking, what keeps coming to my mind is that even when we're thinking, what you want to call it, self-defeating thoughts, synchronicities still happen, but we don't see it that way. We don't see, right, we don't see, well, first of all, we don't see that we're bringing it right back to us, and the universe is going, I'll give you anything you want, you just tell me.
And here's the way out.
Yeah.
And you can't see that right now,
right.
So you're ready to
think. Right. And so I've been thinking a lot about synchronicities and how tied they are to what I want to call magic, right? How they just, you just get led. Boom, boom, boom. Like for example, the synchronicities. Oh, that's Jen calling. I don't know how to answer it. And I'm going to try it, see if this will work. I don't know if you guys are out there, but we just had one of those synchronicities. I don't know if that tried to peek me, but. Isn't that curious? So we got disconnected because I don't know how to use technology very well. And right now, where are we going now, Terry?
Ooh, boy, I need a few seconds to calculate that. Numerologically, we are in the fourth month, but now it's time to get down to all of your little basic needs, what you got. You just did your taxes. You did all that sort of, you know, governmental things. But now it's time. You've chosen your seeds. It's time to go out and till the garden, do all that, get that workforce kind of thing going back, you know, start your projects for the summer, start your garden, start your, you know, the spring just brings forth this new renewed energy. And so as you go into these sort of things, try to bring your total consciousness, even if you're in a dead-end job and showing up, why is it I invest this energy in this way? Oh, I'm paying my light bills, but can I bring a higher level of consciousness into that sort of activity? And in that state, you ignite your own inner fire, you begin to twinkle your light, and you become the happiest person on earth at the drive-thru at McDonald's, just like the little gal in Whitefish that can light up anybody's day. And, you know, more power to her. She's been working that for years, and she's just one of the great shining lights of this valley.
You can shine your light no matter where you are. And right now, I think, you know, what day? What, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, the sun moved into Taurus, which always is an energy to me that, Aries energy is sort of an intense energy. You know, you have this drive to get stuff done, and then Taurus comes and you just kind of go, urge, let's just stop and smell the roses. Let's just kind of tune the earth, connect with the earth, create with the earth to build the garden. I always think of Taurus energy, well, you know, isn't it kind of the I build, the builder energy? But I also think of Taurus is very much connected to the gardener energy, you know.
And also you're looking at what it is that you really value. And this is a really good time for this. You're out there, you're expending this energy. Is it providing a true deep down value for you? Or are you just operating on automatic pilot because they told you this is what you need to do to arrive at the picket fence, you know? But if you just slow down in your work and get into it and really apply your full consciousness to whatever you may be doing, then you go into deeper and deeper levels of meaning. And then you are able to see, what the hell am I doing this for? Or, oh, I need to bring more of this in. And then you actually even lose your mind a little bit as you slip into more of a meditative state within whatever practice you may be doing. And then layers upon layers of meaning and truth and fulfillment and gratitude and all these things permeate your consciousness, and you're not just operating on automatic pilot in the doldrums of man's world chasing that thick of fence. You know?
I get that. And so the other thing astrologically, Saturn's still retrograde. It's still kind of grinding its way back towards Scorpio. So some of our deep, dark shadows may be surfacing again, you know. Saturn is like the keeper of the doorway of transformation. We've been in this happy-go-lucky Sag energy, but it's like 3 degrees away from Scorpio, and I think some people are feeling the pressure.
Saturn also is going to be asking you, why did you come to this planet this lifetime there, Billy Bob? What did you want to get accomplished? What things you need to clean up? Where can we keep the pressure on you? Saturn's right there saying, okay, have you done your job yet? Have you fulfilled your contract yet? Here I am. I come around every 28 years to check on you. And if you haven't done your homework, if you haven't done what you said that you came to do, I'm gonna turn up the pressure on you. And so right now, the pressure is from the galactic center of the universe, our own galaxy, and everywhere. All of these vibrational energies are going up. Their bandwidth of frequency is expanding. And so Saturn, again, especially in Scorpio, is like, okay, let's get beyond the mundane, little nitpicky things and raise ourselves to a higher degree of consciousness, going from that scorpion, the animalistic nature, to the eagle who has greater vision and can see beyond and fly beyond, to the phoenix, which bursts into flames and is consumed of this worldliness and reborn again into a much higher spiritual being. What Scorpio and Saturn are conspiring to do for you.
Create the phoenix. Well, and another creature that I just have been introduced to in the last, I mean, I've kind of had an awareness of this being, like I think all of us, but a new kind of buddy has showed up for me. I'm going to call it my dragon. So this dragon energy feels very much like that phoenix energy. And one of the things I've been told about dragons, and I don't know if I made this up. I don't know. Anyway, I might have made it up, but I might be stealing from the collective too, that dragons go where angels fear to tread.
Mm-hmm.
That they work in the astral realm. They'll take you down deep to wherever you go, whatever shadows are lurking down deep in our consciousness or subconscious, they take us down there and they are our way back out. Because they got wings, man, and they ride the dragon lines, okay? So anyway, I'm learning about dragons, and I didn't understand how connected dragons were to the astral realm.
I'm not that up on dragons, but they are there. They, you know, maybe not at this level of vibration or looking at the non-vibration man's world, but in the fairy realm, dragons are a big part of it. And a lot of times, you will confront the dragon, and it seems like this big, invincible opponent in whatever your hero's mythic journey is. And that dragon can be all sorts. It could be a water dragon. It could be an air dragon, fire dragon. It could be the type of dragon where your confrontation is to go deep into the labyrinth amongst all the hordes.
I think some of these stories we need to reframe them, right? Because the things that I've learned about dragons, we've been told that dragons hoard gold. But what if they protect gold? And by that, they mean the pure essence of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of became obsessed about virgins virginity, because I'm going, what is the big deal about getting a virgin, right? And the whole idea that somebody takes your virginity. It's purity. And so, like, when did we start giving away our purity?
Oh, boy.
Okay. I know. So, anyway, one of the things I just learned, like, a day ago, is that in some of the fairy tales, the dragon protects the virgin. So me understanding this dragon energy is there is this purity within me now that I've recovered. I took back my virginity, by the way. I'm a woman who belongs to no one. And anyway, this is PG rated, okay? We're not saying anything nasty. But by understanding that this dragon, I feel like I'm not afraid anymore.
In fact, oh, I got to tell you this story. I was at the hot springs, and I'm at Rose's in the hot springs doing my prayers to the four directions. And I get out of the thing, and I'm standing at the car, and my wife walks up, and this gust of wind hits me in the back. It throws me like this. My dust is kicking up in her eyes. I'm like, hey, behind the car. And I look up, and there I'm standing in the middle of a dust devil. And I can actually look straight up and see the vortex right above my head. And after that moment, for my ayahuasca trip, I've been carrying a lot of fear of the deep, dark things that lurk in there. And right after that, it hit me. It felt so like I felt reborn. Like, whoa! Like, back into this pure state. And I was telling in my prayers, I was like, any hitchhikers, any discarnates that are hanging around me, it's time to go. Let me go. And I think that dust devil was my mother who passed away a year ago. And it took my fear and all this stuff, and not long after that, cleared the way for me.
So I think this, I don't know about dragons and virginity, devils, but I do know that as we move through this time, we're getting our sovereignty back. And that basically means we are not shackled or bound by anyone or anything. We don't have to be. It's a choice. And I think it's being conscious about how have you been bound? How did you give up your virginity? How did you give up your sovereignty? And I don't know what this dragon thing is about or where it's why have his story.
It's be linked to the demon, too. And so the devil and all of these mythological entities that hold us in servitude or chain us somehow.
Whoa!
The phone, she started ringing. Does that mean we're still chained in servitude to the phone? I'm lost.
This may feel like there's a bit of chaotic. And there is, because sometimes we need to tap into that chaotic joy to jump to the next level. Okay, so whoever that is calling, I'm going to check the message thing when I'm done and we'll talk. But right now, we're not chained to Blog Talk, but we're fulfilling our commitment to Blog Talk. And so, what were you saying about being chained?
It's like going down into that deep aspect of whatever's going on in your emotional cave where that dragon works or where the devil works, okay? Am I chained to alcohol? Am I chained to addictions? Am I chained to my job? And so we have to face these powers that we put out there outside of us. We have to bring them inside and really look at them. And then from that standpoint, it may not make sense to the world, but you have choices. I need to quit this job. I need to leave this woman. I need to do whatever I need to do to get myself whole and lift these chains. These chains are placed upon us by ourselves, and they are very loose fitting. And we always have the ability to make a choice. Starting story, create a new one. And we just done here. We just accept, no, this is how it is. This is my story. Can we stay there? And so, I don't know where else to go.
Oh, I know about dragons and demons and So I had a dream a couple nights ago about I was being chased by a black dragon. And, of course, in dreams, I'm never lucid enough to face whatever is coming after me. So I'm running, and it's breathing fire at me, right? And I'm, like, shutting these firewalls down. And still in the process of understanding what the fire-breathing dragon means. I know there's a lot of people say that, I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think I'm facing something.
Burning through limitations.
Exactly. Burning off the dross. Burning off whatever is keeping me shackled. And so I think you can be, and that's what I understand about this whole dragon mythology, is that, again, it's your belief that determines how the dragon works you.
What you think it is, once again, that dragon starts out as this gigantic, winged, horny creature, and as you face him, you begin to realize that a lot of it is just your imagination. And a friend of mine had a dream once that she kept running into the devil. And every time, you know, the very first time, the devil was this big, scary dude. And then the next time, he was not quite so bad, as she began to realize his purpose in her lessons of testing her. And then at the very end, he was a businessman in a suit.
Washing that low. They call that devil dick business.
There you are.
So anyway, I think we got about 3 minutes. Anything you want to share?
Okay, we do that. Already?
No, I don't know.
I think I'll do that in private. So, any
questions? Well, just there's all sorts of wonderful things getting ready to rev up here that we're working on putting together the metaphysics, you know, which is an ongoing service to the community, providing all sorts of different metaphysical, arcane wisdom and different sorts of teachings, Kundalini yoga, numerology, astrology, tarot. These are tools to help you get in touch with yourself, to know thyself, and to bring harmony and balance into your world so that you can activate the best possible you and make a sparkling golden life. And then Saturn will get off your back, and your dragons will go away, and all your angels will rush in to support you in whatever creative endeavors you may have. And so all of these things are great apart at Rocks and Things.
Perfect. Well, and so for example, Laurel Emmert is doing her crystal medicine wheel. She still has some space. So if you want to do the medicine wheel with Laurel, you can give her a call at 260-6674. We have a full moon coming next Sunday. And I think at 7 p.m. we're going to do a group dreaming meditation, where we're going to, did you ever see the movie Inception and how they worked at dreaming together? I'm kind of obsessed with dreaming of the dragon. Anyway, we're going to be doing that on the full moon, which is the lunar belting fire of a collective dream, creating a new dream for our planet and for our community. That's the 2nd at 7 p.m. here at Rocks and Things. Terry, are you starting your numerology class?
I'm starting on the 17th.
I'm going to get a sign-up sheet here in the store if you're interested in how numbers can be interpreted to help you define a divider universe.
Okay. So I guess that's all we've got for today. This is Terry and Velvet from Rocks and Things. Over and out. Keep the shiny side up.